Now finally. Can you hear
That worked. Yay.
me? Perfect. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. You like wasted
I know,
like
that's
half.
okay.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's weird. Is it probably because you have a blue check mark and that's why you couldn't do video chat?
Maybe like my Instagram doesn't even allow that, which is really crazy. And I try to like
Yeah.
change that, but it just doesn't even have that. So no matter what I did, it did not turn that on at all.
Yeah, I saw that, but it's no problem. We can do this and then save that video and
Everything, like, wait, maybe I didn't turn something on, and I'm like the worst at technology. So, yeah, so
Yeah.
I have a no one can call me.
Well, but that's good. I think I will ask other persons with a black with a blue check mark if they have the same problem, because then it's probably the reason. But
Yeah.
okay, then we do live stream, but I want to record it normally before all the people can see it. But okay, we can work it off. So how are you doing? I hope everything is good.
Good, how are you?
I'm fine. Everything good. I was just a little bit stressed because of the time waste with it. But yeah, okay, we can still do it.
Oh, well, we did it. All right,
Yeah.
ask me.
So, how much time you still have so then I can calculate that in?
Oh, I have the whole day, the whole
Oh,
night.
okay.
I'm
Okay. That's awesome.
a couple of minutes, and then I gotta go, do our stuff.
Yeah, that's great because some of these people, especially when they in Hollywood and all these actors, they always pretend they're very busy. Some of them are, but some of them definitely not. But they pretend like they have crazy shit to do.
I'm just writing a lot these days. I'm writing a lot. I'm preparing for a couple of projects that I'm going to be shooting soon, September and October. And I do train actually every day. So I have a training session I got to get to in like.
Yeah. That is
Sorry.
that's awesome. So when do you have your training session? Because I couldn't hear that.
30 minutes.
Okay, so that's good. Then we can right away start. So first of all, yeah, introduce yourself to the people who you are and what your background is.
So my name is Natalie Byrne. I'm an actor, producer, writer, choreographer, dancer, stunt performer sometimes in my own movies, martial artist, and sometimes a model, which I don't really like to. I always
Well, I saw you have a background in dancing. You went to ballet school in England. Is that true?
Yeah, I actually danced with the Bolshoi Ballet in Moscow, and then I graduated from the Royal Ballet in London. So I have had the best of the both worlds in terms of ballet. Danced with Rambert as well, which is contemporary. So yeah,
Yeah.
it's been cool. It's been fun.
That is awesome. That's why you're so flexible. I definitely
I'm
can
still,
see
yeah,
that.
I'm still flexible. I'm still like training a lot, and I'm still flexible. So I'm really excited because that helps me a lot to kind of like transition into fighting. I think ballet background definitely helped me with that. So I still train, I still dance. I think anyone who wants to be flexible, I think taking like dance classes is the best.
Yeah, that's also what Jean-Claude Van Damme did. I mean, he did an additional to his karate training, he did ballet for 6 years. So, and he said that helped him a lot, and it gives you a certain strength in the butt, right?
Honestly, I think it's actually the best for any kind of like technique that you're trying to acquire. I mean, even if you're just a boxer or I don't know, like ice skater, swimmer, it really helps you to do ballet classes before that because you get like super flexible and then you also get really in tune with your body and you know how to like how each muscle works. There is no training better than ballet, in my opinion. So for everybody, I think everybody does that. I think you can like like even all the best trainers and the best athletes, the ones that do all kinds of stuff. I think even like basketball trainer, basketball performers and like boxers, they all take ballet at some point in their life. I even know some amazing actors like Jason Statham, he took ballet. I think Stallone even took like some classes. It
That's
just helps a
awesome.
lot.
I
Yeah.
mean, you can definitely not see if Sylvester Stallone's really flexible or not because he never really showed this in his movies. But yeah, just probably shows how much control you have. I know Arnold took ballet classes for his
Yeah.
poses to be relaxed. So
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know for sure if Stallone did, but I know Jason Statham has.
Yeah.
But that's because he was a synchronized swimmer. So I know beforehand
Exactly.
he had to like train himself and understand the posture and everything. So it definitely helps. Yeah.
That's awesome. And then how did you transform into martial arts? Because I saw yesterday your story, you hung out with Higuel Machado, who is
Yeah.
it's the brother of Jean-Jacques Machado, and he also trained Joe Rogan in jiu-jitsu. So I thought like, if you hang out with these guys, definitely legit.
Oh my God, I love Hegan. He's amazing. Yeah, he trained me a little bit in jujitsu. Sean Patrick Flannery trained me a little bit in jujitsu. I've been kind of like just learning technique with a bunch of really cool trainers and martial artists. Hegan is great. Originally we met just as actors, and then I started telling him that, hey, I want to get more into martial artists and learning the techniques, and maybe he can help me out. And he invited me to his school. So he's been very, very helpful. And then I got involved with other people like Arnold, who was also on the picture yesterday. He trained me for my latest movie, Acceleration. So that was kind of cool. And then, oh my God, Marcos Zora is actually just looking at my video.
Oh,
I
that's
trained with
awesome.
him
Hello.
too. Like he has been amazing to help me out with my kicks. So if anybody ever notices my kicks,
You have
I will
good
say
kicks.
thank you to Marco. Yeah?
I saw that you
I have
have
good
great kicks,
kicks.
definitely.
Okay,
Yeah, for
good.
sure. I
Well,
mean, you have
that's
great
thanks to
leg
him.
control.
That's thanks to him. So mwah, thank you. Now I have the best kicks because of you.
You have
Just have to
definitely
continue
great leg
training.
control.
I just have to continue
Yeah.
like training. So I still like we don't have gyms right now, so I go to the park and I just kind of like train in the park as much as I can. But yeah, so I'm preparing for my next movie that's coming up in October, where I'm going to be doing a lot of like fighting, a lot of martial arts, a lot of different kind of things. So we'll see. Hopefully my fans will like it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they will like it. I mean, so you did two movies with Dolph Lundgren already, so that has to be
Oh my God,
awesome.
you just said I'm the best, and I'm not the best. He's the best.
Well, then you're both the best.
We're both the best. You hear that? We're
Yeah,
both the best.
so you have no martial arts background. You just did it
None.
with the stunts and everything. So ballet and dancing is your background. And then how did you get into the movies?
So I mean, same kind of thing. I was a ballerina, in Royal Ballet in London. I was dancing, then I got injured, unfortunately, which is what happens to a lot of athletes in
Yeah.
general. I torn both of my ligaments on my ankles, and I needed to kind of see where else I can transition in life. And I've always wanted to be an actress. I love theater, I love stage, I love movies, so it was just the right time that came in finally. Oh, I love you too. And the right time that came in, and I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna finally go to Hollywood and see if I have the chops to become, an actor. So originally, I think just like anybody else, you kind of move to LA and you go to certain schools and you see how it is, and you're like, okay, let's see if it works. If I have the, I don't know, the acting ability to figure this out. And I went to Lee Strasberg Theater Institute, and then before that I went to American Academy of Dramatic Arts, Theater of Arts. So I've been to a lot of different kind of schools, and I tried different techniques, and I ended up loving the method. which is what my background is. I love method acting, Strasbourg, Stanislavski technique, of course, and then I just became obsessed with theater. I got involved with the Actors Studio, which is now I'm a lifetime member, and I've been doing a lot of theater ever since. And then finally, I started transitioning myself into films, and I love films, but I also love theater a lot. I like how the audience connects with you when you're on stage, and of course, being a dancer, I think I kind of still have that, like the love for stage, and the connection that I have with my audience and my fans. And when you're finally done with performance and they're standing there and they're applauding you, and you feel this gratitude and justification, you feel like, oh my God, I've achieved something and I've made somebody feel good about today. So I still have that need, and hopefully, I'll get to perform more on stage. But also films, it's great to be a part of, because you're on set, and it's just, you're creating something amazing, and it's going to be out there for the rest of, your life, and even on, for your kids and for your family to see. It's like it's endless. So you kind of like you're putting something into history for forever, and that's kind of fascinating, because films, they don't die. They're just out there forever. You can always find something and always connect with it and keep watching it. So
Yeah, I
that's
definitely
kind of
can
how
see
I
your
got
path
involved with
positive.
it.
I can see your path.
I realized the main question is, like, when you start acting, you're like, do I have what it takes to, to become an actor? And you think there's some sort of puzzle that you have to figure out, but it's not a puzzle. There's no formula to it. It's just about passion, and it's about your heart being connected to it. And it's like, if you connect to it, then no one else can tell you whether you're right or wrong, or whether you're in the right profession, or whether you should be an actor or not. If you feel with all your body, your soul, and your bones that you need to do this, then you have to do it no matter what. But yeah, so it wasn't like somebody told me, oh my God, you're born with such talent, you have to continue acting. Nobody told me that, and nobody will. And some people will tell you do, some people tell you don't have it. It's really up to you to figure it out. So I've been kind of
Yeah,
like, I just made a decision by myself, and I said, you know what, I think I have what it takes.
Well, at least you definitely have it, because you played in some great movies, and your last movie, Acceleration, got awarded and actually won. So congrats on that. That's amazing.
Thanks.
And you played in two movies with Dolph Lundgren. So that's amazing. And yeah, you can
I
be definitely
played in
proud of you.
three movies with Dolph Lundgren,
Expendables
actually.
three as well, but I don't count
Oh
it
no,
as his movie. That is
four
four.
movies.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I did also the first movie I did with Dolph, was called In the Name of the King 2, The Two
Two,
Worlds.
yeah.
So I was like, I had a part in that in the beginning, and I actually did get to share the screen with Dolph Lundgren, which was kind of cool. So I did. I actually did four movies with Dolph now, and then it was Expendables 3, which I'd end up working with him on that film, and I had a very small part with Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
And then I worked on Acceleration, and then before that, it was A Hard Night Falling, the movie that was shot in Rome, which was amazing to
Yeah,
work in
I
Rome.
remember. I saw that as well. That was really good. A lot of great action and stunts, and people can definitely tell you have it from the stunt standpoint, because you have great stunts and you have a great body control. And a lot of people, I feel, especially these days, they don't have it, because I'm very critical when it comes to these action scenes. And a lot of times I think, like, but it's not like in the 80s or 90s when we saw the movies from Jean-Claude Van Damme, Dolph Lundgren, and all these great action heroes. And but it's always great to see even the younger people these days, they still have it.
Yeah, no, it was it's kind of cool, like to have to work with Dolph. And I remember on Hard Night Falling, when we were filming at night in Rome, I was doing the action scenes, and I kind of like choreographed them myself because I know my own kind of abilities, so it helps the stunt coordinator to just show him, hey, I can do this and this and this. What do you think? And they like that because we can move faster with the choreographies. And so I remember he was like, yeah, this is great. I jumped on the guy's like shoulders. He loved it. And then next thing I know, Dolph is like shouting. He goes, why don't you try this and this and this? And I was like, wait, what? He wasn't even supposed to be there. So he took over and decided to direct me in those fighting scenes. And I was like, oh my God, I'm being directed by Dolph Lundgren. I better do
That's
something
amazing.
right.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
I
but
can imagine that with his. That's so cool. Yeah.
he has such a
That's awesome.
like huge knowledge about fighting and then stunt choreographing and just you know what, specifically fighting for movies, that I was like, oh yeah, okay, sure, he's gonna give me great input. So it was nerve-wracking, but also like a lot of fun that he got to see me. And his main thing is always like, fights has to be realistic. So make sure, you know, if you're doing something like that, just make sure that it's realistic. So it's not like, you know, it's not dancing just or choreographing like random stuff. Like make sure that it's believable, you know. And I come from ballet, so I'm always like, oh, how can I make it super interesting, super complicated? And he's like, yeah, sometimes it doesn't have to be complicated. So yeah, we're trying to find the balance between both of like, how can I make it realistic but also like fun and cool and different, you know? Like
Because he.
I've actually learned that from Antonio Banderas. I was watching him work on Expendables 3, and I remember he gave this really cool input, and he gave me such a great like thing that I remember for the rest of my life now, because he was doing these kind of like, you know, like how Antonio is exaggerated and really like macho, and like he was like getting the guns from his back and like shooting behind his neck, and I was like, oh my God, he's so like all over the place. Like who would shoot behind his back, you know? Like, and his guns were like everywhere, and then he stopped and he told me, don't forget, we're actors. We're exaggerating and we're literally acting. So don't forget that. And I was like, and we're acting for the audience. We're acting for, you know, for the camera, for our fans. So let's make it fun and not just like, oh yeah, let's just shoot straight forward and that's it. So he was like, you know, you're still an entertainer, so entertain. And that's why his way is always like how to make it really like enthusiastic and macho and charismatic, and he always tries to find like different ways of how to shoot a gun. And so that's when I was like, you know what, that's kind of cool. I gotta remember that it's not just about realism, it's also like how can we make it fun and just unique, you know?
Yeah, it's probably about all these tiny moments you get with all these great actors and legends, and you can take all the knowledge from them. And I can imagine why Dolph Lundgren says you have to do it as real as possible, because for a lot of people out there who don't know that, but he was a real fighter and even a
Yeah.
heavyweight, so it's even more dangerous and aggressive. So that's why he wants that. And I can totally imagine Dolph Lundgren saying that to you, well, you have to do it like this, and then when you punch, you move like this. You know,
Yeah.
he has that voice a little bit. So I like that a lot.
Yeah.
That must be really cool. What is your favorite kick of your favorite stunt move? I know you like that move when you have the legs around the neck, and then you turn them,
Yeah.
you twist them on the kind of like a jiu-jitsu move. But what is
Yeah.
your favorite kick?
My favorite would be I think round like house kick.
Yeah. So
I've
like the one
acquired it.
you did in the video?
Huh?
The one you did in your video, because you did a roundhouse kick, but then you did also spin and kind of spinning kick.
I like spinning kick and roundhouse kick. Yeah. I like both because now I think I'm pretty good at them. I mean, especially if somebody's filming me like from a perfect angle, because you know, like in films, it's all about perfect angles. So if somebody's filming me from
True.
a perfect
They go
angle,
very low, they go very low, and then when you kick, it
exactly.
looks like it's you very
Yeah, if they're filming from a perfect angle, then I look great, and I think that's one of my favorite kicks. Because I'm also flexible, the taller the guy, like I can really look like
Perfect
I
for
can
you.
smack him on his face really nicely with my leg. So, yeah, maybe one day I still get to do a movie. We're trying to put together a film with Marcos Aurora, so hopefully we can still get that made. And he's very tall, so if me and him fighting, that's gonna look kind of cool.
Well, I
So I
saw
think
your
I like
pictures and your
kicks.
videos, so you can kick high, definitely for sure. You
I
can
can kick
definitely kick
high,
probably at
yeah.
65,
But I like jiu-jitsu moves too. I like redirecting. Those are kind of fun, especially for films when you have a really cool choreographer. It's kind of cool to put things together, to have like a kickboxing and then jujitsu and like have all kinds of mixed martial arts going on in film. I think it's all about mixing these days. I think people figured it out. I mean, look at Charlize Theron in her last movie. Like, it's a lot of redirecting. It's a lot of really cool mixed movements. So, like, we're in this age where we can mix all kinds of stuff, and it's way more fun for the audience to get surprised, because they've seen so many things, so we can't surprise them
it's
from
true.
just a punch. They'll be like, oh, okay, yeah, sure. So nowadays they're looking for really interesting things.
Yeah, and I think one part of that is these days because of the UFC of MMA. So it's not just punching and kicking anymore like in the 80s or 90s. At that time, most people didn't know how to do anything on the ground. So Chuck Norris was one of the first guys back then. He trained also with the Machados. But now everybody watches the UFC and then they see, oh, okay, that move works great. So they all want to do some grappling as well. And you have to be really, really good. That's why they take only the best people, so you can be definitely proud of you. And I heard also you toured with the Jackson 5 back then. Is that true?
I did. Oh my God. I love those guys. They're so funny. I never, unfortunately, I did not get to meet Michael Jackson, which I'm so upset about, but I'm sure a lot of people are too. It was my dream to finally meet him one day and just to tell him how his music, like taught me so much and just made me who I am today. And as a dancer, it like inspired me. Which I'm not the only one who can say that, but unfortunately, I never got to meet him. But I did meet to meet all of his brothers, and his
That's
sister,
awesome.
and his brothers are amazing. They're like four of them, like just unique personalities. Yeah, we were on the bus. We did a small tour together, which I sometimes work with artists and I book them for different events or different festivals or different parties all over the world, and would travel sometimes with, got to travel with them and Nelly and Mario and Michelle and Nicole Schillinger and who else? Craig David. Who else? Paula Abdul. I worked with her a couple of times. So yeah, those guys are just they're different from actors. But Jackson's, oh my God, they're just hilarious. They signed my t-shirt in the end, and they're just so cool. Like, and you look at them, and each brother has his own personality, his own like I don't know, character, his own like way of looking at life, his own style. But when you put them all together, you're like, wow, they all make sense. And it's funny how they just like, debate about things, and it's just they're legends, and you like I looked at their stuff on stage when they created when they were singing them, I mean all the songs, even the one that they created with Michael Jackson, and I could feel Michael on stage. I could feel his presence, and I was like, wow, that's what it must have been like to work with Michael, and just, I mean, that band is legends. Yeah, amazing.
Yeah, that's an awesome experience, probably. So you have actually a lot of experience in all kinds of directions, which is really, really cool. So tell the people about your latest projects or anything there up. What you can tell, I heard you work with Alicia Hayes, so that's kind of really awesome. And anything else?
She just approved me recently, like attached me to her project. I am so stoked to be attached to that because, again, my background is ballet, and of course, the lead role is I'm going to be performing ballet a lot of the during most part of the film. I'm going to be working with Alex Sparrow, who's a friend of mine, who's a Russian like amazing artist, beautiful singer, and great actor as well. So yeah, that film has a huge impact on me. When I read it, I was like, oh, I really want to be a part of this. And then when she approved me, I was like super excited, of course. Now we'll see, because of COVID-19, when we're going to actually shoot it. That's the hard part about this, is that I don't know how many productions are
Yeah.
actually out there filming. I think it's
Well, in Europe, yes. In Europe, in UK, they started 4 weeks ago. Germany, I heard that Keanu Reeves, he was flying almost 2 months ago to Berlin. So Europe is pretty okay, but America, of course, is critical.
yeah, America's still, we're still in a very bad shape. So I really hope we'll get better soon, and I can't wait to start working. So we'll see. Oh my, or I'm just gonna come to Europe. I'm just gonna fly to Germany.
Yeah, it's no problem. Then we can train together.
Or UK. Actually, my mom. Hey, everybody. My mom lives in London, so I should kind of like I should fly to
That's
London maybe,
perfect.
work there. Yeah.
Yeah. That would be great. So if you come to Germany ever, then just let me know and then we can train together. That would be a cool session.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It would be awesome. Yeah. I trained here at Unbreakable Gym. I mean, a lot of stars used to train here. Stallone and Schwarzenegger and Chuck Liddell, Dolph Lundgren, and now it's closed, so we're all just, some
Yeah.
people have huge gyms at their houses. I don't have that yet. So I train at
Yeah,
the park, but hopefully we'll come back to training soon. And if I'm in Germany, I'll let you know. I'll kick your
that's definitely perfect. Well, we will see about that.
my
Will
charm.
definitely be.
Look at this. And then you'll just be distracted. I'll use my charm. I'll distract you now.
Then I will try with a jump split to save my life so you don't hit me. I saw also your jumping splits, but you do them forward, like the side jumping split. I like to do my jumping split, just open up the legs, but you do the side jumping split, which is really amazing. You
Yeah,
need.
I can do both. I just have to like perfect movie. I'll showcase all of that for like a really
That's awesome. Yeah, you definitely have to show me some of your flexibility just because your flexibility is crazy. I mean, I can get my leg high forever and do the split, but your flexibility would give me an extra flavor onto all that. So that would be awesome.
Yeah, I just have to continue like stretching and stuff. Oh my God. Yeah, Marco says that I will for sure kick your butt. So if he says that,
Well,
that's it. He says that,
then
like, your
I can
butt.
run away.
I
I
don't,
would.
well, for sure. I mean, have you checked out his stuff? It's insane. Like this,
Yeah, he's awesome. Yeah.
I don't know how he does that. He's like, Marco, how do you do it? Well, I know he does that. Oh my God. He actually, he has a drink that he created. I'm so proud of him. It's called Kiwi. You should follow his drink, and it's great for martial artists. It's great for like regular people. It's an energy drink that's made out of like maki berry, so it's none of those like disgusting stuff that are fake. It's really, really good for
Yeah,
you.
I hate that.
Yeah, I don't drink energy drinks at all, but the only drink that I would actually try and I would take sometimes, it's his drinks called Kiwi. So if you want to check it out, check it out. And he is selling it on the market right now, and it's on Amazon. So trade.
Well, I will definitely check it out. And there's one last thing I have to say. Actually, two things. A good friend of me, she lives in Chile, and she saw her dancing video, salsa video, and she said, "Well, if she can dance salsa, then she's already awesome. Then she's legit." So
Dance
that was
salsa.
really awesome.
Definitely dance salsa. I'm very good at well, dancing in general, like ballet, contemporary, like modern, and of course salsa, ballroom. Like one of my movies that I really need to like I can't wait to put it together and make it, but it's a bigger project called Shades. I dance ballet and salsa in it, and I think I'm gonna showcase the both things of what I'm good at. So yeah. Definitely will get
That's
that.
awesome. That would be awesome. And how was training with Benny the JIT? Because that's like a must be like a legendary feeling to train with such a great athlete and fighter like him.
Oh my God, he's amazing. He's the one that actually started my career, like as a stunt performer, as a martial artist. He trained me at Lee Strasberg Institute at first, and we just did some regular tumbling falls. And then we went on to actually wire work. He taught me how to do that as well. But more than anything, when I first came to him afterwards to train for my movie Awaken, I remember I said, "Hey Benny, I want you to play my dad, and I want you to train for my film, you know." And I remember I came in like, you know, wired up, and I was like, "All right, let's kick butt. I'm ready. Let's do this." He goes, "Oh yeah. Sit down." And I'm like, "What? Sit down? Okay, fine." So I sit down. He goes, "You know what? Fighting doesn't begin with physical training. It
It's
begins."
here.
Yeah, it begins with your connection to your heart and to your mind. And I was like, "What?" And he goes, "You're too angry." And I'm like, "What do you mean?" And I literally thought that, you know, most of those fighters, they're extremely angry people. I was like, "Well, they have to be so freaking pissed off to punch everybody." So I was like, "All right, I came in angry at the world, you know, angry at everybody." I was like, "I'm ready. I'm ready to kick anybody's ass." And he said, "No, you gotta let that all go." He says the opposite. The more relaxed you are, the more in tuned you are with your mind and your heart, the more happy you are, the more like content you are, the better fighter you're gonna be, because you're gonna be relaxed and you're not gonna be fighting from anger. You're gonna be fighting from the truth." And I was like, "Holy shit!" So now I have to sit here forever to like let go of my anger. So he said, "Yes, yeah, sit here, relax. Let me know when you're done, when you're ready." And it took a while. I was like, All right, let me sit here for a bit, like try to like let go of all my stress, you know, forget everything that's happening outside the world." And actually, that's when we started to fight. So it's really funny. Like I was like, "Yeah, I'm charged. I'm ready to punch. I'm ready to like kick ass." And no, he didn't want to train me for the longest time until he said, "First, let go of everything that happened to you outside, and then when you come in here, you know, to train with me, you have to leave it all, and you can't think." That's another thing. Once you punch, all those choreographers that he was giving me, he eventually would tell me, "Stop thinking, like let it go. Once you're thinking, I can see it, and you're stalling and you're becoming slow, and it's coming from a different place. So eventually you have to stop thinking, and it becomes like water. It becomes like almost like, because your body, you will be surprised how well your body is connected and how fast you can remember things. Your mind sometimes is the one that's stopping you from all kinds of stuff. So you got to let it go and just and let your body take over and just trust your own intuition. So yeah, it's really cool.
That's awesome. Yeah. Do you have anything else to say before we wrap it up? Because I know
I just
you
want to
almost
say
have to go.
thank you for people to like to you know, for following me and checking out this video that I didn't even know we're gonna do right now. We're just
Same here.
totally
Yeah.
spontaneous because I would have let my fans know, but I didn't know about this. So thank you for joining me and listening to my blubbering. Check out my film Acceleration, which is out on Amazon Prime. You know, take a look at it. Feel free to write on Instagram. I always respond to my
The
fans.
film is awesome. I have to say that I watched that, to be honest, before it was really out. So because I'm always like this, I'm so into these action movies. I have to see it before everybody else can see them. So I saw it already, but I also bought it. It's really
Oh,
awesome. So for everybody
thanks.
out there, give a big 5-star rating.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
You're
Yeah,
welcome. It was really.
it was fun to work on that film. A lot of stress, of course, as always. That's how productions are. They're never too like smooth. I mean, the production itself was smooth, but eventually afterwards to put it together was a lot of work. But it was fun. I learned a lot because I also produced the film, so. It was challenging, but it was totally worth it. Because
That's awesome.
now I can make, you know, like Spider-Man. No, I'm just kidding. Call me, I can
That
make Spider-Man by myself.
would be great. That would be great. Yeah, I'm definitely thrilled for all your projects you have in the future. And next time we definitely can let your audience know if we do a live stream again. I think that would be
Yeah.
better for them. But I can
Let's do
save it
that.
and then I will upload it, and so they will definitely see it afterwards. And yeah,
Yeah,
that
let's
would be amazing.
definitely schedule something. Oh, hi. My friend is waving. Hey. Like I
Hello.
don't see him enough. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just I'm excited. I have another movie coming out called The Comeback Trail that I'm gonna actually post about on Instagram later today. It's with Morgan Freeman, Robert De Niro, and Tommy Lee Jones. I'm really excited. I filmed that a while ago. I have a like a small part in it, but I'm really excited by that film. That film looks hilarious. It's super funny. I mean, those guys are legends as well. They're like they're great. George Gallo is the director. Yeah, really stoked about the film. It took a while for it to come out, and I'm not sure the release date yet, because of COVID. They've been kind of pushing it. You know, they were thinking to do theatrical. Now they're just still figuring out whether it's just gonna go to VOD or we're gonna wait for theaters. I don't know. I don't know when theaters are gonna reopen in LA. I can't wait to go and see like something. I can't wait to
I
see
heard
like.
from some people it takes probably a long time. LA or California will be the last where they will
I think
open
so
stuff. That's why
too.
so many people move out. I, you know, Joe Rogan moves to Texas, all these big actors and
Yeah.
comedians, they all move out.
Nobody's here except me. I'm by myself.
Welcome to
No,
Germany.
come to Germany. I know, right? No, I can't wait to see Tenet. I'm really, really excited. I'm looking forward to seeing that film, but who knows when I'm gonna see it. I have to like move somewhere. But that's another thing. We can't really fly. So
That's the problem, yeah. But
that's the
you could
problem.
fly, actually, you could actually fly to Germany, because if you have an American passport, you could. That's what I saw and heard from a lot of people. But in Germany, I could not fly to America. But there's a thing how to trick them a little bit, because you can
You're
go
gonna tell
from
me how
Germany
to
to
trick the
Thailand.
government?
No, it's very easy. It's very easy, because there was a German boxer, and he had a world title fight. And he went to Turkey for 2 weeks, because Turkey is not in the Schengen room. So
Schengen,
if you
the
stay,
Schengen, yeah.
if you stay there for 2 weeks and nothing happens to you and you have no corona anything, then you can fly from Turkey to America. That's how he did it. That's the trick for the European people if you want to come to America.
I'm gonna try and travel somewhere eventually because this is like
But you can
ridiculous. Well,
definitely come to Germany.
I actually have a movie that the one that I'm preparing for in October, we're supposed to be shooting in Hungary. So I hope somehow I'm gonna get there. I think I just have to do a test and eventually I'll be there in Hungary and then I'll let you know when I'm on set. So we'll
Yeah,
do like live streaming if
that will
everything
be
goes
cool.
well and I'm filming, fingers crossed. So yeah.
Will be awesome. Yeah,
I'll keep you
that's
posted,
amazing.
but
Yeah,
thank you so much for contacting me. I appreciate that. Yeah, and we
anytime.
figured it
I
out.
appreciate you. Yeah, that's awesome. I appreciate you, because I didn't think you will, first of all, respond, because I know a lot of these actors in Hollywood, they think they're something special and they never respond or anything. And you also immediately followed me back, so this was like awesome. I thought, wow, that's amazing.
Oh, thank you. Well,
Really appreciate
I'm
that.
not. Well, I'm not a huge star yet to ignore people. I'm just kidding.
No, you're very good.
I'm not gonna ignore people. I think it's ridiculous. I think we become famous because of our fans. It's
Yeah,
nothing to do with the work or anything else. I think it's just if your fans, you know, love you and adore you and you're nice to people around the world, and you know, that's the fame is basically who supports you. So
I mean, of course, you cannot message with everybody and you cannot follow everybody. That's
yeah.
for sure. But some certain people, you know, that's always great to have a great
Yeah.
following and a lot of support. But you are amazing. Your work is awesome. I'm looking forward to see all your movies and all your
Oh,
work.
thanks.
So I will check out your posts and what you do later. And then we circle back maybe in a few weeks and then do another live stream, and your
Yeah.
audience can know that.
Yeah, I will definitely do that. I mean, there's nothing else to do here in LA.
Yeah, well, that's perfect for us then.
We're stuck. Well, no, I've got a lot of things going, but you know, like I wish we could just go back to already like working and filming, but it takes time. We can do it. It's just we have to jump through a lot of hoops and it's complicated. And because of my producing experience, like I just know, I mean, if you're shooting like in states, you got to do, you got to deal with unions, and SAGAS is very difficult. It's like a 37-page document where you have to read and follow their rules, so that when everybody's on set and they're healthy, and then it's like it's basically COVID-19 rules that you have to follow. And it's good because you have to be still safe. You have to protect people, and you don't want anybody to get sick. But at the same time, it's very costly, and it's just time consuming. It's not so easy anymore when you get on set and you're like, oh yay, and you kiss everybody, you're like, hey, how's it going, you hug. No, now you keep the distance, and the shots are taking for longer to set up, and then the people getting together, you have to always, respect their space, and all the tests that you have to do. It's not as simple as it used to be. So life
Yeah,
got
it's
a
not
little
fun.
bit more complicated, but it doesn't mean we're not gonna, fight through it and actually still make it happen. We have to. I mean, what are we gonna do without the film industry? Come on, this is exactly what we're doing when we're staying home. It's just we're watching movies and TV shows.
True.
We have to survive somehow. So
Definitely, for sure.
hopefully independent producers and independent like films are gonna make more stuff so that we can do it. So it's up to me also to create more movies so you can guys
Yeah,
watch them.
do some stuff, and when I can help with whatever, just let me know, and we
Yeah.
will do it. I know a lot of people who like to do movies. I will have tomorrow actually a podcast with a movie producer and director from the UK, so maybe I can hook up something.
Yeah,
That would be also awesome.
pitch them me. I'm available.
I
UK
think he's
especially. I
probably
can go back to
following.
London now. I'll go back
I
home.
think he's probably following you anyway. So
Oh, probably,
but
yeah. Yeah.
Ross Boyask, maybe you know him.
No,
But I
but you
think
can
he's. But I
mention
think
my name
he's.
to him.
Yeah, but actually Scott Adkins is also following him. So that says something, and he and his movies also they won
I met Scott, yeah.
awards. Yeah, so that will be cool. I'll definitely talk to him tomorrow, and then we'll ask, and then yeah, could be
Yeah,
some cool stuff for you.
tell him. Yeah, tell him. Yeah, and I met Scott through Marco. Actually, he introduced us because
Oh.
Marco worked with him on Undisputed. They have quite a few stories about like accidentally punching each other, which is kind of funny.
I
I mean,
can
watching
imagine.
those two fight. Imagine those two guys are fighting, and all of a sudden, one is just accidentally hitting the other one with his leg. I mean, that's like.
Accidentally.
That's crazy. Yeah, those guys are like machines. I don't know if I want to
For
even like
sure.
pass by next to them. I'll be like, oh my God, I'm gonna get punched by mistake. Yeah, they're
Well, it
like
seems like you
very.
met almost
I don't know. I
everybody.
have to. I think they have to create some sort of a competition just to see which one is better, Marco Zorro or Scott Adkins. I don't know. Like they
Well,
should do something specific, like especially like a
true.
kid. A punch, then a jump. And then we should measure them and see which one is actually better. We should do that.
Yeah, that would
And
be
then
probably a
I'm gonna
good
do a.
idea.
And then look, one of my fans says that I should do a duo with Scott Adkins as well. Well, I want to do a film with him for sure. I've told him before, so I hope I can find a perfect project. Actually, I have a really cool idea. I just have to make it and then contact him. But I'd love to work with Scott Adkins on the film. That'd
That
be
will
fun.
be awesome. I'm pretty sure you will do it one day.
Yeah.
You have a lot of great projects ahead of you, so I'm sure you will get it. It seems like the only person from the action genre you didn't really meet or work together is like Jean-Claude Van Damme, so it's the only one left, right?
I've met him. I've met Jean-Claude Van Damme. I actually have a picture with him as well. I might send you later.
That's
No,
awesome.
I've met him. I've met him. He's fascinating guy. He's fun. He was really fun to hang out with. But I've never worked with him, so but I know a
Yeah, you
lot of
have
directors
to.
that work with him. So one day, fingers crossed, I will work with
For
him as well.
sure. Yeah. Yeah.
He's a legend. I mean, I'm sorry, his split when he did that, I was
It's
like,
nobody
I
can
can
does it
do
like
that.
him.
Yeah, but I was like a ballerina, and I was like, I can do this. What's the big deal? What's the big deal?
But he, but he has really his kicks are still so strong and fast. When you
Yeah,
see that, you see the
yeah.
difference from him kicking and other people kicking. So it's like it's crazy, and he will be 60 this year, so it's amazing how these guys
Amazing.
stay all in shape.
Amazing. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, it's important to stay in shape for them. I mean, that's what they represent. They represent that action world that we still look up to. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. So, yeah, thank you so much for tuning in and for having the time with me. And then I hope we can talk soon again. And yeah,
thank
I just
you.
Wish you a great day. You're the best. Anytime.
thank you so much. Well, bye. Bye, everyone.